Psalm 12:1 says, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." Every year winds down with a bang for most people. The holiday season for most people runs from the week of Thanksgiving to the day after January 1st and New Year's Day. For some, especially the more pagan among us, the holidays start the final week of October and run through the new year. I identify with neither of these groups. My holiday season begins Labor Day. Not only does that mean a long weekend and the beginning of the full-blown college football season, which I casually follow and will continue to do so until they finally ruin that like they have the NFL and Major League Baseball and nearly every other major sport with wokeism and sodomy and other leftist anti-Christ influences. But my wife and my father's birthday are a few days after Labor Day, and then my birthday is about a week and a half later. Then come the grandkids' birthdays in late September and through October, and then, while the rest of the world is filling their yards and houses and buildings with occult decor and symbols, I begin decorating for Christmas in October. And you may think that's a bit early, but if you lived in Ohio, you'd understand. We never know what November and December weather will be like. And one year, around 2008 or so, the weather was a mix of freezing temperatures and snow, followed by warmer temperatures with rain, and then high winds with that, and then back down to freezing temperatures with no nice days in between. And this went on through the whole months of November and December, so I decided from now on I would start decorating in October, when we have at least always had a few nice days to be out in the yard listening to my favorite audiobook or listening to Scourby read the Bible. With coffee in hand, I take my time and put up lights. Then when Thanksgiving approaches, I start putting out the blow mold snowmen, candlesticks, and toy soldiers. That leaves just one thing to do after Thanksgiving, and that's to put up the nativity scene. I started doing this about 20 years ago. Why? Well, about 35 years ago, I was unsaved and living a godless life. The Lord had really begun working on me, and from out of nowhere, I would start thinking about God and the evidence that He is real and that the Bible is true that I was being given by Christians and finding on my own in research. And somehow, I ended up walking home alone on a cold, snowy night just a couple of days before Christmas, and I walked past a yard with a nativity scene, and I found myself just standing there looking at it. For the first time that I could recall in my life, I gave serious thought to what it meant that Jesus was born. Fast forward about 15 years later, and I decided that I wanted to provide that same reminder to anyone walking past my house. And I committed to doing this every year, and I've been doing so since. That's what it means to be faithful. You commit yourself, and you do it. Period. But such faithfulness is becoming more scarce as we approach the time of the end. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. And every year, people make half-hearted commitments and call them New Year's resolutions. If they were serious, and if they committed to doing worthwhile things, and if they actually followed through, then New Year's resolutions would be a good thing. But the reality is that only a small number of these resolutions are serious or worthwhile to begin with, and few are faithful to follow through. What this world needs are faithful men and women who will make worthwhile commitments and then be faithful to keep those commitments. Read the Bible through every year. Pray daily. Hand out gospel tracts every chance you get. Attend church in person if possible, or online if necessary. Imagine how things would be if every Christian made the resolution to do these things and were faithful to do them. Just find things to do in obedience to God and for His glory. Then faithfully just do them. So you'll hear Jesus say what we read in Matthew 25:23. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."